Okay, that was Nilsson with Jump Into the Fire off of Nilsson Smilsson from 71. And Arjun, Hold Your Head Up off of Hold Your Head Up from 1972. And as I was explaining to Jack, Jump Into the Fire used to be this little obscure, long classic rock song with great, you know, instrumental jamming. And then they used it in...
Goodfellas.
In Goodfellas. And now everybody, Jump Into the Fire, and everybody's tired of the song. It's a great song. And, you know, Goodfellas is a great movie, but it's a great song. So, yeah, Harry Nilsson hung out with the Beatles and did all kinds of stuff. Argent, Hold Your Head Up. Love that song. Good anthem. Argent had been in the Zombies, and I think he played with The Who on tour. He was like keyboardist at one point for them. Anyways, that's those two songs. Jack, your impressions, opinions.
Out of the two, I think Into the Fire I liked more. I like the faster paced songs. Jump Into the Fire.
Cool.
Sorry,
that's right.
Yeah, I like the faster paced songs, and it had a nice jamming.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Yeah. Very cool. Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway.
And we are here until 11 o'clock, and then Belinda comes in. 2 hours, silliness, stay, life, dare, something. Okay. That's
something
all I got.
Like that.
Exactly. All right. Should we keep talking or should we keep rocking?
Well, we're gonna eventually keep talking and keep rocking. Doesn't really matter what order we go in.
Okay, then I say we keep rocking.
Yeah.
All right, this is another ubiquitous classic rock song that gets overplayed, which is a shame because it's a great song. Dig it in, dig it deep.
Yeah.
BTO or Bakeman Turner Overdrive. It's not Bachman. Apparently in Canada, it's Bakeman. Bakeman Turner Overdrive, Bachman Turner Overdrive, PTO, however you want to say it. You ain't seen nothing yet off of Nat Fragile, 1974, on vinyl, baby. The James Gang, Funk 49, off of Rides Again from 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine.
I'm Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway, and we are here until 11 p.m. playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. Mike, what did you think of those two songs?
Well, Jack, I think they were really good. I like the second one again.
Yeah, great.
I do like Bachman Turner Overdrive or Bakeman, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's been Bachman in the U.S., so yeah. That's what we'll call them. Yeah, I like BTO because they are, they have pop hooks.
Yeah.
Their music still rocks, but they're like nice, short, hooky, hard rock songs. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, no one does that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's got the stutter thing.
Yeah.
You know, one of rock's great stutter songs. Right up there with My Generation and other ones that I can't remember. Okay?
All right.
And the James Gang, Funk 49. Good percussion kind of guitar stuff going on there.
Yep.
And where are we going now? Let's see. This is this the only cover we're playing? This is a cover, it's as good as the original, but a completely different read of the original. The original was a 60s sort of psychedelic kind of thing, and this is like incredible good guitar solo stuff. So dig it and dig it deep.
She lied.
Too many cooks, yeah. Sports such a good thing. I know I'll have to laugh, but that is them. Ain't it funny? A fool and in money. Always seem to find those real good friends. That stone just keeps on rolling. Bring me some real bad news. The takers. Thank you. That was the Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein off of They Only Come Out at Night on vinyl, 1972. Now, later on, they did a remaster of that song and completely changed the solos. This is the original. This is the one that you love. Before that, Robin Trower, Two Rolling Stoned off of Bridge of Sighs from 74. And Santana, She's Not There off of Moonflower from 77. Over to you, Mike.
Thank you, Jack. I like Santana, the solo in it with the drums and
the percussion.
Solo. Yeah, the percussion solo and the guitar solo were amazing.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. He gets like, you know, how high pitched can you get while you play guitar? Well, Santana's like dogs are barking when he's playing that solo.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love that song. One of my favorite solos. Two Rolling Stoned, Robin Trower.
That was pretty good. That had a good rhythm to it.
Yeah.
You know, something you could like go,
yeah, it chugs along, right? Awesome. Yeah. And Edgar Winter, Frankenstein. The reason the song is called Frankenstein is because it is the master is basically cut and pasted from like 20 different versions that they recorded.
Oh, wow.
So it was originally called Double Drum Song because there's a double drum solo in it.
Yeah.
But they referred to it as Frankenstein because it was so cut and pasted together, like the Frankenstein monster.
Yeah.
But that's an awesome song. I love that one. Love it. And what do you think of that one, Jack?
I like that one, too.
Cool.
It was a Frankenstein.
It was a Frankenstein. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Jack Conway.
And I'm Mike Conway.
And we are here until 11. Belinda comes in. Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the Silliest Hours. Stay tuned for that. All right, we are going to keep things going. We actually have another cover. I did not realize this, but we do. And this is a good one. Much different than the original. I think it's better. But judge for yourself, dig it in, dig it deep.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. She never got touched, she's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. Sky! coming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. With a smile, the order is given, they move down the line, but he's still behind, and he'll meditate, but it won't stop the bleeding, or ease the hate. As the young men move out into the battle zone, he feels good, with God you're never alone. He feels so tired, and he lays on his bed. Hopes the man will find courage in the words that he said.
Eric Burdon and the Animals, Sky Pilot, off of The Twain Shall Meet from 1968 on vinyl, as God intended. And before that, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, their cover of the Springsteen tune. That is off of The Roaring Silence, a great album name, from 76. So, all of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
And I'm Jack Conway.
And we're here for another hour. Okay, so, Eric Burdon and the Animals, Sky Pilot, what do you think?
Very heavy.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
War as heck.
Yeah, a couple of things about this song. One, when I first heard this as a kid, I immediately became an Animals fan. I think Eric Burdon's vocals are just so amazing, and his politics are great, and he's a blue-collar guy, and I just love that song. It's so anti-war. It's amazing. I had the opportunity to interview Eric Burdon back in 99, for about an hour and a half. We hung out and talked, and he was telling me that when they performed Sky Pilot live, they had, all the bands had, like, light shows and all kinds of psychedelic imagery and stuff. He had put together a movie timed to the song, an anti-war movie, and it would play in the back of the stage. Oh, so there was it was basically a live video.
Whoa.
They'd play the song and you'd watch, all this imagery and stuff. Very cool stuff. And Wikipedia just taught me the part with the